Welcome to the Rob, Comrad, and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrad Mike Dobreski.
No! I don't care. We hate you. I don't care.
And Kale Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrad, and KO Podcast.
And welcome in to the latest edition of the Rob, Comrad, and KO Podcast. My name is Rob Sanders. I am one of your hosts. I've got two other hosts. We'll introduce them. We'll start with the bald man from the upstate, known to most as Carolina Jackpot, but he's my friend, so I get to call him Kale. Actually, have I got Kale's music? There we go. I'm a little antsy tonight. I don't know what my problem is. We'll start with Kale Hall in the upstate. What's up, brother? How are you?
Doing well. My favorite night of the week, Sunday night. Just glad to be alive, kicking, and that was a barn burner in Columbia last night, I'll tell you what, but I just couldn't quite pull it out. Very disappointed.
All right. We also have the third member of our team. He is the Vladimir Putin's water boy. He is also the last fan of Will Muschamp. He is the comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
It's good to be here. I tell you, here's what makes me mad with the Gamecocks. We have a chance to just have fun at Clemson's expense this week. And instead of you keeping the game close in a week that you guys lose Notre Dame, we get our shit kicked in by a team that's not very good. It's just so disheartening. But listen, you know what? I'm used to it. Part of being a Gamecock football fan. But here's the bad thing. Clemson got beat. That's the good news. They got beat. And it's fun to see that. But other than that, yeah.
I mean, you don't get to see it very often.
I have an announcement to make.
What?
I have an announcement to make. This is permanent now. This is permanent. No going back and forth. No hemming and hawing. I am officially, for good, I don't hate him. Okay, I don't hate anybody. I'm officially, for good, off the Will Muschamp bus. I'm off of the bus.
Vote for life. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I'm the last one, too.
But
I'm last one on the bus, too. That's it.
But no, but I've got such great things tonight, comrade. Come on, man.
I'm off the bus.
Well,
I'm off the bus.
You're off the bus for good, right?
For good. Man, I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I'm not mad at him. I mean, he doesn't want to get his ass kicked. He didn't want to suck. He just does. I'm not mad at him. I mean, I'm not like upset or like vengeful. Like, I mean, whatever.
Shit.
It's not working out.
I have nothing personal against the man. I like old Boom.
Mm-hmm. I like him. I like a lot about him.
Win some fucking football games and just do a marginally decent fucking job. And
all right. Well,
he couldn't do any of that. So, you know.
Well, I've got a couple of things that I want to play from Will Muschamp's press conference. One from tonight and one from last night, both of which are, in my opinion, completely fireable offenses. Wait a minute, comrade. Look at this.
I've given you a chance, God damn it. Giving you chances for well beyond. You've got plenty of chances. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Go on, be a good DC somewhere. Good luck to you.
Well, we're gonna take calls in a moment, but I've got a little bit of stuff that I want to play. First of all,
he commented on my video I made earlier on my channel. He said, "How dare you speak of me that way, sir?" That's the thing that happened to South Carolina since Sparky Woods.
Oh man.
True. He did.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
Exactly. I can play that fucking clip every week, Kale. And it just fits. Kale doesn't even want to respond. Well, Kale did call in to the fifth quarter postgame show last night on the radio station I work at here in Columbia. I'm going to play that that call there. Let's see here.
Oh man, come on! You don't have to.
This is
that.
A great call, Kale. You had a little bit to drink, but it's okay. Here you go, Kale. Last night, talking to fifth quarter postgame show.
Let's get out to the phone lines. Kale is on the line. Kale, what you got for us?
Guys, I'm just getting home. Simpsonville. Bunch of taters, but they're crying right now. I feel like Joe Biden, old dirty Catholic. Feeling good about that at least. But it still don't wash off this stink that we had tonight. I'm being honest with you, I'd be willing to give my two-story single wide in lot L, row F, here in Simpsonville, if you can find one person to tell me that we still ain't no better than some mid-level ACC reject team. We've been in the SEC for how long now?
Since 92.
Anybody, yeah. I'm telling you, we got a losing streak against the bottom feeders of the ACC. And like I said, I'll even pawn it, take it to title for loans or loans for titles, two-story single wide in Simpsonville. If you can get a caller to call in and tell me that we're better off than a mid-level ACC reject school.
Thank you, Kale.
Kale. What the fuck,
well,
Kale?
I was a little bit drunk, and I'm not giving up my house.
Come on, Kale. Can you?
The only thing I got.
Can you send me? Oh goodness! I've got one more thing that I want to play in honor of the comrade and SEC dog who's here after his team got throat fucked, like I said that they would.
Yeah, let's talk about that Georgia game for crying out loud.
Well, hold on. We got. I want to play. I've got something here, and comrade, I put this together just for you because this just makes a lot of sense, and it pretty much sums up all of that. Now, SEC dog comes in here, by the way, and he says that I don't know what I'm talking about as far as football goes, but he did say something a couple weeks ago, or was it last week?
You didn't want Dabo fired. So.
Yeah, well, I did, but here's something else that he said. I didn't know what I was talking about. How can Georgia lose to Clemson, and how can Clemson beat Georgia? Well, here's a thought. Clemson's not losing to someone that gives up 38 fucking points in one half, you stupid fuck.
Well,
so there you go with that. But there's more. There's more, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got it right here.
He's fucking kicked my ass. Fuck him. The horse he rode in on. This is just for you, comrade. Just for you, sir. Completely made this just for you. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Here we go.
You know, I've been consistent about this all year long, going back to August, back when Jimmy Newman opted out, whatever he did, and everybody was like, oh, that's it, Georgia's going to suck. Yep. Oh, Florida.
The snap to Trask. Trask dropping back to throw. Rainbows it down the right side for Kyle Pitts. He's got it. He's there. Touchdown. Oh, my. Kyle Pitts. Touchdown right sideline.
And I told you Florida was fraudulent.
Now here's Trask on play action. Throws it down the left sideline. Got a wide open receiver. It's Kamori Gamble. It's a touchdown. Kamori Gamble wide open on the left sideline for his first Gator career touchdown. Has given the Gators their first lead of the day.
Fraudulent. Okay, and I told you that, and Destroy was in here for a couple weeks, and he left because he got ashamed when A&M beat him. I'm not going to go back on this, and my numbers verify this for you, too. Georgia wins this game pretty big, three scores. I think Kyle Trask throws a couple picks.
Snap to Trask, he wants to throw it toward the end zone. It's going to be Trey Grimes. He's got it. He went up the high at 6 feet five.
Shut up.
37-21.
And I think Georgia wins this game.
He's taller than that flooring guy.
Yeah, I think Georgia wins this game. I'm going to say about 17 points and make a statement.
Kyle Trask takes a knee in the victory formation. Final play of the game. And the Florida Gators have beaten the Georgia Bulldogs in Jacksonville in convincing fashion. The Gators. Gators move to 4-1 on the year. The final score, Florida 44 and Georgia 28.
Make a statement.
Real quick.
Destroy, listen. You have to have some balls to leave this room for 4 weeks because your shit got kicked. After I told you A&M would beat you, and you leave, now you come back and want to talk. You a pussy. That's what you are. I'm sorry.
Respectfully, SEC dog is the bigger pussy.
Just saying. If I was Destroy, I wouldn't show up tonight. I'd be like, I got busy, guys. I can't do the show.
He's got. He should get a family and a booming business.
Destroy. The fact you're here. I mean, that's why you're little D. That's why you're little D.
Okay, and
you knew when you made your name wasn't capital D.
I've got one more thing here too for SEC dog who wants to talk about schedules and everything else. Georgia will probably finish their schedule 8-2 unless South Carolina embarrasses them again, which is very fucking feasible
Let me bring up a few things before I crap on Muschamp. I'm watching the Georgia game. Okay. First of all, why in the hell isn't JT Daniels playing? Is something wrong with him? Is he dead?
According to Kirby, he's not the best option right now.
Okay, so listen, when Newman opted out, okay, I felt pretty good because I thought Daniels was a highly recruited kid, went to Southern Cal, and I thought he'd be pretty good, if not better than what they had. And instead of starting to walk on Stedman jackass. And here's not the thing that gets me, okay? Here's the thing that gets me with Georgia. Like, okay, so you're playing Florida. Florida is a wide open, throw it around team. And Georgia, what you have is up front, you're talented, you got a talented defense, you have some guys out, I noticed, and a good running game, right? And the first play of the game, you break one for a touchdown, and I smiled. I smiled to myself, so you know what? Damn comrade, you're a goddamn genius, comrade. You can see this shit happen. And I figured they're going to run the ball down Florida's throat. They're going to get ahead of Florida. Florida's going to play catch-up ball, force some balls and interceptions, and you're like a genius again. What does Georgia do, though? Let's just throw the ball around Florida. They throw the ball, don't run the ball, keep Stedman Jackass in the game. I had no clue. I thought I was watching our game playing against Missouri last year. I really thought we had, it was horrible. Well, so I'm convinced that Kirby Smart's about as dumb as Will Muschamp is.
Him and Will Muschamp come from the same tree. They're both dumb as fuck.
The worst game plan I've ever seen in my life. You don't play Florida's game with them. Pound them. You run the ball. You play defense. And
you do what A&M did. They just ran the ball.
Georgia's got. I'm convinced Georgia's a better team. From
Jesus
top
Christ,
to bottom,
comrade.
They have more talent, okay?
Tape's going to get you again.
You didn't play to your strengths. Your strength is Georgia, because they have Stedman Jackass playing, cannot throw the ball. That's fine. You win with your athletes then. You pound them. You pound their ass, and then make Florida stay off the field. And when they come on the field, try to force the issue, and you get some picks and turnovers. I don't know what that was the dumbest game plan in the world. And I'm ashamed I took Georgia. I didn't realize your coach was a fucking moron. Didn't realize.
You should realize they're a moron. He's from the damn Will Muschamp tree. I mean, they're all fucking stupid.
I will say this right now. Destroy. Don't come in the room. If you cannot come in the room when your team gets their ass kicked, don't come in now. Oh, your computer.
Let me finish with
the game. Unlike Hunter Slay. Slay comes in here every week. Doesn't matter if Tennessee gets their ass kicked. He comes in here. Once again, Tennessee got their ass kicked again. Hunter Slay back in here. That's okay. Hunter Slay has a actual fully formed penis with two testicles. That's what he has.
Did you inspect and find out?
I'm assuming he's in here. He has to.
Well, speaking of a Ken doll, SEC dog over here is still running his mouth. By the way, the two ranked opponents that you face this year kicked your fucking shit in. And by the way, the next time you face a ranked opponent will be in Charlotte when you play Clemson next season, and they kick your fucking ass. Why? Because we have a better fucking quarterback than you do, a better fucking coaching staff than you do, and we win less with more. You've got the number one ranked roster roster in the country, and you can't do shit with it. Can't do shit. You're fucking garbage, your whole program. Fuck all of you Georgia fans. Every goddamn one of you.
Your team did not have COVID until after you got your ass kicked by A&M.
All right.
Stop, Destroy. Stop.
Let's thank our sponsors. We've had enough fun kicking the Georgia fans in their face. I love the fact that they come in here to me and run their mouth about Clemson losing last night. Guess what? Clemson wins out. They're going to the championship series, brother.
Rob, at least they're here. At least their team lost. And they still came back in here.
Brother, what are you talking about? I've got Clemson fans all up and down the fucking board over here.
I'm talking about Georgia fans.
Oh.
These Georgia fans are here. Okay? We know this Georgia's not here if Florida lost.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we all agree if Georgia beats Florida, will we see Destroy tonight?
I think that Destroy and SEC Dog get together and they scissor. I think that's what they do.
SEC Dog is actually here. Destroy would not be here tonight if they lost. Can we all agree on that?
I've already told you, SEC Dog, here's why you will lose. You have a piece of shit coach, a piece of shit coaching staff. You don't have a quarterback that's on the level of the quarterback that you're going to play. And when you play top 25 teams, especially this year, you get your face kicked in. You get your face kicked in. Now, you go on and get that little 8-2 record where you're going to play a bunch of bumblefucks. But you know what? I'm doing really well in the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. I might pick South Carolina to beat your ass. In fact, Mike, I'm telling you, whatever it is now, whatever the fucking spread is, I'm taking South Carolina. That's how shitty Georgia is.
We're going to beat their ass.
You are a fucking embarrassment to the SEC. And Mizzou might kick your fucking ass this week, too. Are we putting that game on the schedule? Is that game on the – okay. Mizzou covers the spread. Write it down.
Real quick. Does Clemson play this week or a bye week?
Bye week.
Bye week. That's what I thought. I couldn't find the rest. Okay.
Yep. The only people that are a joke are anybody who thinks that Georgia is a program that is relevant right now. You haven't won shit in 40 fucking years. You are a fucking disgrace. You should go play in the Sun Belt. Take Will Muschamp. Let him be your fucking film coordinator. That way, maybe South Carolina can get to a point where they can challenge in the Palmetto series again as far as the rivalry goes in football. We're fucking years behind in all the women's sports. I can be factual about that. But let's see if you can get somebody else in there to actually bring the program up. You guys can take Muschamp and Smart can go and scissor too. Fuck out of here with all that nonsense.
Sippy Sports Show over there on YouTube was asking who will be the next head coach at Southern Miss. You know what they should do? They should go
Muschamp
for their future. They should go back to the past, like some of these other teams should. They should go back and hire Larry Fedora.
Why not?
Back on the sidelines in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's the only person that has ever done anything relevant down there. Or Brett Favre. Well, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia. They sponsor the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, which SEC Dog is too much of a pussy to get into because he would win the penis trophy. He would win it. I know that without a fact. Without a doubt in my mind, he would win it. So, anyway, we'll talk about the standings for that in just a moment. Also, Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. God, it does. South Carolina has never won the Bonham Cup. Texas A&M owns our sorry ass. My team lost by 15 field goals. Yeah, I am not angry. I just post about Clemson. Clemson is our standard. Betty Wilson despises me. And when little Dennis smells like country ham, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. The No Spin Zone segment. We appreciate Dennis sponsoring the show. I thought the next thing that... we got to look at the standings here. There's some movement up top, right, Comrade?
Yeah, everyone, I feel like good weeks this week. I did not have a good week, but a lot of people had fives and sixes. A lot of big movement up there. Dennis Wilson, not a good week, who was leading.
Right.
But Ben Simmons is now in the lead now by two, I believe. it's getting pretty close up top.
What was the average amount of wins for each person, do you know?
Well, we only had seven games because of the Utah game got canceled. So it was 3.9 out of seven. So it was a good week. People did well this week.
I'm looking to see here. Michael Tungor got a six. That's really good. Gary Mills with a five. Gary is hell-bent. He's not getting that penis trophy, by the way. That's not happening. Kim Bellinger with a five. Ryan Henderson with a five. Robbie White with a five. Elizabeth Harkins with a four. Way to go. Jamie Phillips with a four. Rich Long with a five. Chris Smith with a five. Chris Rich with a five. Jackpot, how did you do?
A lot of fives. Yeah, Jackpot at four, I believe.
Yeah, Jackpot, you're climbing up there, buddy. You're now tied with Jackpot Jr. You're about to leave him in the dust.
He's tied with me, too. He's tied with me.
He and I both had fours this week. He actually picked Notre Dame, so.
Look at that.
Way to go. You know, I would have had a five if I would ever learn to start picking these fucking beach bums or whatever the fuck you...
the bad boys from Conway, man.
I watched that game.
My channel, I do picks against the spread, and it was 18 when I did it, and they won by 17, so I actually covered over there. But
I watched that game a little bit, and South Alabama was inside. This happened a couple of times. Nebraska game, too. I had two games like this. They were inside the red zone like four times and didn't score a damn point.
Yeah, they should have.
South Alabama, the same thing. Nebraska, the same issue, too. So I'm even though I had a tough week, I'm convinced I made the correct picks. Sometimes it can go your way. I made the correct picks.
No, you did. You lost. If you didn't make the right picks, you lost, you dumb bastard. Ben Simmons leads away with 41 out of 69 picks. Dennis Wilson, Jeremy McClure, myself, Nathan Medlin, all in second place, two picks back. Someone who's on fire is Edwin Reeves, man. He's gone, since week five, he's gone 5-4, 5-4, 5, which is solid. Beth, also doing great. Beth Webb's gone 5-3, 6-6, 4. So she's shooting up the rankings as well. The comrade, not so much. Comrade, you... I have to scroll down to find you. That's about how bad it's gotten. Comrade is at 32 picks in the past. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got six.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yeah, you've gotten six correct in the past four weeks. To give you that perspective, Michael Tungor had six correct by himself in 1 week. You want to explain yourself here, comrade?
I am 6-25. Well, the embarrassing thing is that I'm actually still leading people who have picked every week. Like, that's pretty bad if I'm still leading. But go away. My dogs are bugging me. Yeah. I'm not sure the problem. I think this week I'm gonna have my 8-year-old son pick four of my games, and my 6-year-old daughter pick the other four, just to get me off the schneid a little bit. But once again, see, I felt good about my picks this week. The Nebraska-Northwestern game was a bunch of crap. They should have covered that, watched that game. South Alabama game was a bunch of crap right there. Okay. Georgia game, I didn't realize their coach was a fucking moron. Okay, that's three wins right there.
Georgia and moron happens all the time.
I didn't realize the game kind of quit their coach. Yeah. That's four wins right there. And I thought Clemson actually had more talent than they did. They don't.
Okay.
That's fine. So right there, in reality, that's 6-1 a week. You know, so what are you gonna do? 1-6-7.
By the way, SEC dog still over there running his dick sucker. Does saying the word penis make you happy? It's about the trophy, sir. It's the Mickey Freeman Memorial Penis Trophy. If you knew anything about tradition, which you don't have any in the past 40 years at Georgia, because all you do is fucking fail and get people arrested. So
Mickey
anyway.
Said he had to put on a piece of Gamecock gear all year long.
Yeah, I can't stand people like that. Dumbass.
All right. Well, I've got a couple comments from Coach Will Muschamp, of course. This comment, comrade, I want you to let Jackpot just respond to this comment, okay? Can you be quiet during this comment and just let Jackpot's opinion on this comment here? Let's see here. Jackpot, this is what he said last night that was kind of shitty. As it boots up here for me.
What's your message to the fan base, some of whom may be a little Good. I hope they're pissed off, and that's fine. And in the last two performances, I don't think there's any doubt they should be disappointed with how we played and performed and how we coached. We're going to continue to work, and we've had success here. And, you know, our first 3 years as a tenure, we had one more games than any other coach did in here, and we plan on continuing to have success here. And I think we've recruited well. I think we've got good players in our program. I'm disappointed with our last two.
Yeah. Speak there, buddy.
What, it sounds scripted, doesn't it?
It sounds, I mean, like you said it before, because
you just fired it off out of a fucking cannon. Look, every time this fucking blubbering blunder cunt opens up his damn mouth, you're pretty sure that a damn lie is gonna leave from his lips. Okay, yes, he won more fucking games the first 3 years he was there. Woo! Woo! You know what? We don't want to talk about the fourth year he was there. We don't want to talk about losing to Appalachian State. We don't want to talk about not being able to get within five touchdowns of the Taters. We want to talk about we won more games the first 3 years we were there. Okay, more than any other coach. You know, when Steve Spurrier's first 3 years he was there and Lou Holtz's first 3 years he was there, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee, who you play every fucking year, all three of those teams were a hell of a lot better those guys' first 3 years than his three first fucking years, okay? So you had that. And then we knew that those two individuals had a brighter future ahead of them that we could see past the fucking 3 years, okay? Not him, not so fucking much. That's all he can rest back on. In 10 years from now, he's going to say, well, that first 3 years us at South Carolina, I won more games than anybody else. You going to hire me?
We never got shut out at South Carolina because we kicked field goals and we were down 45 points. Yeah, that too.
I got to looking back and I said, is this the worst points-wise offensive output that we've had? And I was like, it had to be. And I was looking back the past couple of years. I said, oh, no, duh, I forgot the fucking bowl game where we scored Dick against Virginia.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. You didn't get shut out.
Yards in that game.
Yeah.
Jake Bentley had more yards by himself in that game than the whole fucking team did last night.
That's
150
true.
Yards. That's mm-hmm. the football field one time and then halfway back. That's it.
All right, I've got one more comment that I want to get Jackpot's reaction to, and then we'll let Comrade tell us about how great his favorite coach is. But this comment comes from tonight, and it's about the starting quarterbacks, which, holy shit, 150 yards.
Yeah, well, we talked with all the quarterbacks today, and all three of those guys are going to have an opportunity to play this weekend. Whoever practices the best, most productive person is going to help us win football games. We'll have that opportunity.
I was about to say, I mean, was the conversation with Colin, you know, kind of be up for grabs, or was it kind of addressed to them as a group about the situation this week?
As a group and individually.
Hey, well, this is Colin. I guess sticking with the quarterback position, is there a timeline of when you'd like to know who's going to be your first team guy, or is that a competition that could potentially go throughout the entire week?
It'll go through the entire week.
So, Kale, he's saying he has no clue who the fuck his quarterback is, and you're going into week seven? Go.
Seven, yeah. Well, okay. You had a fucking bye week after you had a shitty offensive performance against a shit team in LSU. You had two fucking weeks to so why didn't we, this is a great idea, I like it, but why didn't we do this two fucking weeks ago? I mean, this seems like a little bit, it seems like too little too late.
Yeah. Well, and I'll ask both of you, do you think you win a game, any more games this season? And that's Tim Frisbee last night said that he didn't think that the Gamecocks will win another game this year. Go ahead, both of you. What do you got?
I have to, asking that on on Wednesday's show. Because you know, the rumors are that Muschamp's fired tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's not happening. That, I mean, look.
I need to know first of all if he's getting fired. On Monday. Now, listen, I've been on the record saying that no matter what happened this year, he would get fired because of COVID, not because of COVID, the money wise. But here's the thing, though. I was thinking, okay, worst case scenario is we go 3-7 record wise, which we might do this year too. But I was thinking 3-7 with a bunch of losses, like we lost to Florida, Tennessee. You know, games we played all right, but couldn't quite do it. And I thought that kind of season wouldn't get Muschamp fired. It would be like, you know what? Yeah, it's COVID season though, and you're right there. But you can't be losing 48-3 and then 52-25 looking like your team doesn't give three shits. And at a certain point, I mean, like, this reminds me of Holbrook's last year in terms of just the, like, I was at the game. I was at the game, lot game. But from what I hear and what it sounded like on Twitter and social media, it's just like a awful environment right now. And I know we don't have the money, but if a booster, you know, if the right boosters are upset enough, maybe they can have the money to go ahead and get rid of them. But so I guess they need to find out for sure if he's gone tomorrow. And then at that point, you know, the question is, do you get a little bump? Do you win a game? Maybe they play hard for one game. Ole Miss isn't that great, good Lord. But you know, I don't know.
All right,
Georgia
jackpot.
I say we win one more. I'll say we win one more for sure.
Do you think you win any more games this year?
Yeah. Yeah. If he gets fired tomorrow, I think there's a 60-40 chance that Ole Miss could get their dick kicked off on Saturday. I mean, it's a spark. You know what I mean?
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
It does. I'm telling you, the wounded animal.
If you're going to do that, though, I would fire Muschamp for the Georgia game. I'd rather beat Georgia. So I'm going to do that. I'd wait for the Georgia game and fire from the Georgia game. Hope that spark, because we beat Georgia. I don't give a shit if we beat Ole Miss. Give three shits. But
Well, from the folks that I've talked to tonight, if they were going to fire him, they wouldn't have let him do his press conference tonight. So
that's true too.
He's not getting fired.
I don't
tomorrow.
Think they had the money. I don't think it makes sense.
If you wait until after December the 5th, you save a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through 4 weeks, and you have him as your coach. The damage is already done. You get somebody else in here, and they, you know, let's say that you get Bobo, and Bobo, you know, does a little bit here or there. You can have Bobo at the end of the season anyway. Yeah. So that's just the reality. He's not getting fired tomorrow. So
the good news is it's a COVID season, and the crowds aren't packed anyway. Like, and so you can kind of chalk up the lack of fans to the COVID. Like, if this was like a real normal season, and this was happening, you would have like, it looked really bad. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, no one's in the stands, and the ones there are booing. At least now you can say, well, it's, you know. So I guess they get a little reprieve in a way that they can just kind of play it out. But I really thought he'd get next year for sure, just because of the money reasons.
Right.
And because I thought you'd give him like basically a mulligan this year. But I mean, it depends how the season ends. Like, they're going to keep him. If they start playing well, they knock off Georgia, play some teams tight, then maybe they give him one more year. But it all depends on who steps up with the money. Because the Carolina can't – I told my wife's not a sports fan. She's just, you know, she works at the school, and she has a grad degree from the school. And she, you know, is kind of one of those people who doesn't quite understand the whole importance of sports. You know, like, you know, it's a football game. Who cares? But I said that the game could maybe be firing him, and they got to get the money. And she's like, are you serious? They're really going to go ahead and find all that money to get rid of him? Give me a break. She goes, so she's like, that money could be used for other things. Like, well, it wouldn't be Carolina's money. It'd be a booster money and all. So it would look bad in a way in terms of these times right now we're going through, the COVID, to go ahead and do that buyout. But I don't know. But the atmosphere is horrible. And if it ends like this and ends like crappy this way and going into next year, and you have that just that cloud over the program going into next year and say next year's a normal year, I mean, it's going to kind of suck balls. So I don't know.
Well, Jackpot, do you have any other thoughts on this game that you want to get into? I mean, is there anything else you want to say besides Will Muschamp is a fucking idiot and go from there?
I mean, I don't understand why there's such a problem with this buyout. I mean, why would you sign a coach to a contract X amount of dollars if you can't afford his damn buyout? That should be budgeted in when you put it in place.
Yeah, I guess I can get that. We've talked about this before, but Rich Long, friend of the program, wants to know who you guys think are the replacement there. And by the way, we're taking calls 803-470-2905. Georgia fans, feel free to call so I can laugh at you. I can completely laugh at you and your fucking dog shit program. Go ahead, comrade.
Answer Rich's question. So, you know, last night as I was getting off the bus for good, by halftime, I got off the bus for good. And then, of course, and once you get off the bus, the moon bus, and there's no going back, I started thinking about who I wanted. Now, I brought up Billy Napier before and everything, but you know who I really want back? I've decided, you know, I'm kind of going over the game history of the kind of guys you've gotten in. We've taken the retreads, right? We've taken the old people. And listen, Holtz and Spurrier worked out. You know, it worked out. Wasn't a long-term success thing because they were old, but it worked out. We've done the retread thing with Will Muschamp. Didn't work out. We've done the up-and-coming assistant in Brad Scott. Didn't work out, right? We've done before my time. Now I'm next to Joe Morrison and that's before my time. I'm not going to go there. I can't speak. Cal can speak on that. So my time, Sparky Woods was a head coach of the lower division. Okay, didn't quite work out. Not bad. Won a bowl game with his players. Brad Scott, assistant, you know, to a great program, didn't work out. Lou Holtz's career worked out. The only thing Gamecocks haven't done is they haven't gone. I think the Gamecocks need somebody who understands the program, understands the fan base, and I think we should go back to Sean Elliott. That's my pick. I think we haven't tried it before. We haven't tried a guy who's got deep ties to the program in terms of he grew up around here, he grew up a Gamecock fan, and we've tried everything else. We tried the big names, we tried the old guys, tried the up-and-comers. Let's just go to get a guy who's grew up in around here, been a Gamecock fan his whole life, and understands what the program is, the fan base is, the expectations are, and this is a dream job. Well, why not do that? I mean, if it doesn't work, fuck it. No fucking thing ever works, okay? What the hell? Might as well. So I'm at that point now. You know, why not? That's my choice. My number one choice now is, I don't know if Billy Napier will work. I don't know if Luke Fickell, thinking Luke Fickell, who knows if that'll work? I mean, you know, but let's try Elliott. So that's my pick. It won't happen. It probably won't happen. But that's who I would go
with. It could be like Sam Pittman.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why not? And if it doesn't work out, at least it didn't work out with one of our own, right? I know he's not a Gamecock alum, but like, you know, but somebody who grew up in the stands watching the game. You know, if it doesn't work out, then we'll move on to something else. We haven't tried that yet. And maybe he'll bring back some Gamecocks. Maybe he'll bring back Chris Rumpf and the coaching staff. Maybe instead of having all these fucking Georgia fucks in our goddamn coaching staff, maybe we'll kind of start polling guys with some Gamecock ties around here and kind of make it that way, because anything else doesn't work. So that's my suggestion. If President Kaslin called me today, you know, and I said, let's try that. We never tried it before, to my knowledge, at least not in my Gamecock time.
All right,
okay? We never tried that. So let's try that.
Out to the phones. Caller, what's your name and what you got?
This is a Sippy Sports Show. I got a quick question. If you had to choose between Jamie Chadwell or Hugh Freeze, who are you going for?
I'll let them take the first, and I'll tell you who I would go with. Kale, what you got?
I would go with Hugh Freeze. He's a proven winner. Got a little bit of dirty laundry. No doubt, but everywhere he's went, he's won football games. He's offensive-minded, too. That guy from nobody was talking about Jamie Chadwell before this year, and for good reason why. He ain't proven. They're having a fucking Cinderella season. I don't know anything about him other than the fact that we led Coastal Carolina to a Cinderella season where they beat Kansas and South Alabama. Oh, boy. I mean, I would have to see a bigger body of work from him before I would go with that. But
Comrade, what you got?
I want to stay away from getting SEC retreads. We've just done that. Let's you know. I'm not sure about Chadwell. I mean, really, if those are my two choices, I'd probably hang myself. I mean, I don't like the. I would go after. I would go after, I mean, personally, Sean Elliott. But if not Elliott, then Billy Napier. At least he's got some ties to the state.
Hugh Freeze wasn't really retread like Muschamp. He didn't get fired for losing games. I mean, he got fired because he got caught up in some shady stuff that maybe wasn't necessarily his fault. But I've read his Twitter and stuff. And I'm kind of following him on there. And he's been at Liberty University, you know, that's a big Baptist institution. He's found the Lord. And he's spreading the word to the players. And so it can be like a Dabo thing.
There you go.
I'm sitting there laughing. I'm trying to be serious.
Jesus kicked Dabo's ass this week. But listen, I don't know. I mean, the Hugh Freeze, listen.
Trying to be serious.
I don't know. I think Elliott might be the guy. I think he might work. If it doesn't work, fuck it. I mean, shit doesn't work. So, like, I just at this point, I just think let's just go down one of our own, right? If we're gonna be a failure,
he might fit in. I mean, he might fit in. We got our ass kicked 48-3 Saturday. He just got his ass kicked 51-0 last Saturday.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Kind of split the damn difference there.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, Luke Fickell, you know, people say Fickell wouldn't take this job. I think he would take the job. I mean, I'm trying to think what big, like, the only thing I would say is maybe he's waiting for, he can stay at Cincinnati, keep on winning, wait for a bigger job. But what bigger job is going to come open?
I think he might end up in Texas.
Well, yeah, I guess he could do that. Ohio State's not open. That's his dream job, Ohio State. But that Ryan Day looks like he's young and is there for good. Southern Cal might open up, but they look pretty good. They got a big win opening week there with Clay Helton.
Yeah, they're always wanting to fire that guy. But
I like that quarterback, by the way, Slovis. I'm a down low Trojans fan. I follow the Trojans a lot since I was a little kid. One, because my high school team was the Trojans, and
right, hey,
I've always liked it.
Caller, do you have anything else for the show, or are you good?
Oh, no, I'm good, man. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good night.
We could always still go after Jeff Scott. He almost missed us yesterday.
Fucking no way.
All of these coaaches that we're talking about are better than what you have now. Phone lines are hot tonight. Let's go out to the phones, and caller, state your name and what you got.
Yeah, this is Will Muschamp. Hold on, let me turn this game film off. I got to be watched. First thing I want to say is, Kale Hall, I'm ashamed of you for not supporting my big three accomplishments. And Mike, I miss your lips on my ass every week.
You sorry, mother?
You were my most loyal fan. Now get back on the damn bus with me. Let's go do this.
Fuck him. I don't ever want to see the motherfucker again.
I still love you, Boone, but it's time you moved on, my friend. Time you moved on.
Down with parted ways. My betrayals.
I saved Kale some virtual Kale saved Kale from having to cuss that guy out. damn it. Virtual Kale brings great stuff to the show, man. He really, really does.
I fucking hate him.
Okay. Thanks for that, Virtual Kale. All right. Oh, back out to the phones we go. We'll take another call here. Good evening. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hey, Juan, call it. Okay, my name is Justin. Do you think Saka should try to add in my offensive coordinator?
I'm sorry, repeat your question.
Sure. Sorry about that. Do you think Saka should go after the Alabama offensive coordinator to be his head coach?
Sarkisian?
That's very interesting.
That's a good point.
That old Walt on 105.5 suggested that today. You know, yeah. I mean, fuck. I mean, he is a good offensive mind. I mean, people deserve second chances. Boom was a second chance.
Yeah. Well, Sarkisian's a drunk, so there's that. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, Wyatt Cohen. My name is Justin. I'm a soccer fan. I got a quick question to ask you.
Sure.
Do you think soccer should go after the Alabama office coin to be his next head coach?
Yeah, we just answered your question, buddy. That's all right. That's a name that's been floated out there. Maybe that's not as far-fetched as people think.
Well, I mean, I don't think he probably has those issues anymore. I don't think Nick Saban would.
I don't think Nick Saban would allow
around 2 seasons.
Yep, he's due for another shot.
Pretty young too.
Well, you know, Nick Saban also does this whole thing where he rehabilitates coaches. Butch Jones from Tennessee's on his sideline right now. Maybe that's some way that Gamecocks could go.
And by the way, when Will Muschamp does get fired from Carolina, guess where Muschamp's going?
Alabama.
Nick Saban, okay, come on, Will. You be my analyst for me, please, and bring me coffee, and we're going to make you back to being a genius again. But
oh wow,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm curious as to which coaches we can get.
Thank you, caller.
You know, I think they need to. I don't want to fire Ray Tanner. I just don't like the idea of firing him. I like to talk to Ray Tanner. And say, Ray, don't you think it's maybe time to retire, my friend? Okay, because you don't want to fire. He's a legend. Okay, and you can get mad at him all you want, but I just don't want to fire Tanner.
I don't think Ray Tanner.
Have him step. Well, I just think that the next guy, I think he should be getting a new AD and have him make the decision on the next coach and not Ray Tanner. So that's the other thing, too. I think you should wait. I think if they call Ray in, say, Ray, why don't you retire, be a contributor to the program? I mean, the rumor is he's retired soon anyway. That's the rumor. So speed that up, retire at the end of the year, and then get a new AD in there and then have them kind of maybe get Muschamp next year to kind of look at the program and start kind of canvassing who he wants. I mean,
remember, I also used to be all over the Wake Forest coach. That was kind of before all this the Hugh Freeze talk and the Luke
Dave
Fickell.
Dave Clawson's a good coach. He's got Wake Forest at 4-5-2, something like that. They're pretty good. I mean, they're not bad. He does a lot with nothing. Yeah, it wouldn't be bad. All right, let's pivot to the Clemson game. Clemson loses to Notre Dame. And, you know, watching that game, I know that Clemson had starters out, but I'm not like South Carolina fans. Thornwell was out. You play with what you got. Notre Dame just – they did a lot of things, especially on the line of scrimmage, that I didn't think they would be that good. Really didn't. The very end of the game, in the double overtime period there, 2 sacks back-to-back that I don't think Trevor Lawrence would have taken both of those, but that's just me. I don't know for sure. Hold on a minute there, caller. We'll get right to you. But
there wasn't much he could do. I mean, he couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't get the ball. They folded ukulele up like a damn kiddie table at the damn family Thanksgiving get-together.
Your offense is fine. Your defense looks really kind of got a lot of holes in that defense.
They need
Jake Bentley would love to play against that defense.
You're right.
That last long pass that Ian Book threw down the seam.
Yeah.
Was it like 50 something yards? I mean, I haven't seen any shit like that since Debo Samuel in 2018 in Death Valley.
Fred.
And their tight end, baby Gronk, is good. That guy's gonna be. He's gonna make some money next level.
Is that the Trimble guy or?
Yeah. They call him Baby Gronk.
There's another guy. There's one guy's last name's Mayer. The other one's name is Tommy Trimble. I don't know which one's.
But I mean, listen, I'm not sure what Notre Dame is, but like your defense looked horrible last week against Boston College too.
They didn't look good against Syracuse. I mean, if you really stop and think about it, they didn't look good against Syracuse. So.
Yeah, but your defense does not look good at all. And I'm wondering if you play. I'm assuming you make the playoffs still. Like, I guess if Notre Dame beats you again, you won't. But if you beat Notre Dame the second time, they'll get in there. You're right. 4-0 right now. But I don't see you beating Ohio State. I don't see you beating Bama. Maybe those guys are out on defense or make a big difference. I don't know. But
well, when you've got Clemson play without four of their starters on defense, and I don't like talking about it. You should win with what you got. But I would like to think that if you lose four starters when they play, things would be a little bit better. But that's just me.
Didn't Breezy get hurt too during the Notre Dame game?
Yeah.
Brise, what the hell you call him? Breezy, Leezy,
right.
I don't
know. Brise. Yeah, I mean,
is he hurt for a long time, or is he picked up?
Sweeney hasn't told us anything yet. He doesn't do a press conference before the bye week, so.
Bastard.
No coach does, stupid.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, okay. Asshole, and you're talking about your coach. Okay.
I'm sorry. What does Dabo Sweeney and Wilmo Schimp have in common? Everybody on this show wanted them both fired at some point.
Shout out to Ben Simmons, our recruiting coordinator for the show. Suck it, Kalester.
First place, too, in the contest.
First place in the contest.
Although I have filed a lawsuit because I have no proof of this. No proof, but I think he's been cheating in the contest. And I got a lawsuit.
All right, let's.
There,
caller,
in three
caller,
quarters.
Please, what do you got for the show there, caller? Have at it. What you got, man?
Y'all are talking about the Notre Dame Clemson game, and I had to say something. I'm a Clemson fan, but like I know we lost. I got heated because Clemson don't lose a lot, but you know. But here's the thing I was talking about. It was like DJ. It was his second game. He had to go into South Bend and beat Notre Dame, and going into OT was one of the hardest things he'll probably ever have to do with Notre Dame. And, like, that's such a huge game for him. And I actually like that game for him since he's going to start next year for Clemson.
All right. Well, hey, caller, thanks for calling the show, man. We appreciate you. Have a good evening, okay?
Young man, I'll have you know back in 1984, South Carolina had a quarterback named Mike Hold who'd never started a damn game in his life outside of junior college. And he went into South Bend, Indiana, and led those Gamecocks to a come-from-behind 36-32 victory. Mm-hmm. Against Notre Dame.
Packed house, too. No COVID crowd.
I heard a stat last night that I don't know if you two heard this or not, but Ua Unglele threw for the most yards ever as a visiting quarterback, the best in the history of playing at Notre Dame. And what does that get you in 2 weeks? Get your ass on the bench at Florida State. Stand over there and hold the clipboard, buddy. That's what happens. You go into Notre Dame and you throw for more yards than any other player in history. And what does that end up? Yeah, you don't get to play.
I think he's the second best quarterback in the country, though. I got Zach Wilson, DJ Ukulele, Justin Fields, and I got Trevor Lawrence 4.
Okay. Oh, there you go. All right, final call for calls this evening, 803-470-2905.
Fan hasn't called.
Yeah, well, I was waiting on him to call and tell us, you know, all this fuckery that Texas A&M is the best. And
probably not done beating off over that big win from last night.
Probably a yellow practice.
Yellow practice. What a fucking – that's a weird tradition. But
let's
whatever.
Have yellow practice.
Let's all They're get weird. Together and let's put on a uniform where we look like we're fucking cocktail waiters, and let's yell in unison. Because that's kind of what they
practice
do.
Practice yelling.
Let's practice yelling.
It's like jerk-off practice.
Maybe South Carolina – maybe that's what South Carolina can do. You guys can practice yelling. Maybe that would help you a little bit. Maybe. I mean, you've tried every fucking thing else. All right, out to the phones
here
we go.
Right, this is him right here. Here he is.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, I'm just sitting down eating my bacon, you know.
Cool.
I feel as though Will Muschamp can turn this bitch around.
Vote for life. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Thanks, caller. All right. Anyone else want to call the show this evening? Anyway, it's weird because people call, but when someone's on, they'll call, and then it goes straight to voicemail. So if you want to call, last call for calls this evening. I think that we got to pick the games for this week too. Marcus has a good point there.
Uncle Lou was saying something today when he did his live stream, your season is over video, talking about Clemson and piss poor time management there towards the end with something about Travis Etienne not running out of bounds. He did run out of bounds, stop the clock. You remember something like that? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there were holes in that game.
All that up to the clock management's probably piss poor because they're just not used to ever having to really do it.
That's true. Definitely true. Caller, what do you have for the show?
I'm prepared.
Hey, this is Texas A&M fan.
Vote for life.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck it.
Hey, listen, I got a couple questions for you guys. I wanted to ask Kel. He's still under the impression that Tennessee's going to beat Texas A&M. What do you think about that, Kel?
Texas A&M 35, the Fighting Jeremy Pruitts 10.
All right, what else you got there, Texas A&M fan?
Yeah, I wanted, and also Rob, I wanted to ask you if you were going to stand by the statement you made last weekend that Texas A&M was only going to win 6 games this season. Is that still how you feel about the Aggies?
Did I say that? If I said that, then I'll stand by it. I don't think I still think Jimbo Fisher's a fuckstick. So yeah, I'll stand by it.
Hey, let me make a comment, Rob, and then I'll get off of here.
Okay.
I think that A&M would be better served not to get it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't think we're ready to take on Justin. I think the only way we could beat Ohio State if Justin Fields doesn't suit up. Same situation with Bama. So rather than go to the playoffs and end the season in a loss, I think we'd be better off just going to a New Year's Six and get it. I appreciate y'all letting me share, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Texas A&M fan. Appreciate you calling the show. He didn't rub in your face that he won by 15 field goals.
That's good. Not... Classy.
No, they probably will end up now with just one loss because, they don't have anybody else on the schedule that's worth a fuck. I mean, I think they play Tennessee, LSU, Auburn, and Ole Miss. That's the rest of their schedule, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They could lose to Auburn, though. I mean, they could. I'm not saying they will, but they could lose to Auburn. Mm. They're kind of schizophrenic enough that Auburn could have play a big game and beat them.
Good evening. Welcome into the show. What's your name?
Yes, sir. My name is Rick. How you doing, sir?
Hi, Rick. What you got for the show?
Yes, sir. All I have to tell you is I'm not a Gamecocks fan, but that showing yesterday against Texas A&M was just pure, unadulterated embarrassing.
Will Muschamp should be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah.
I can tell you something, no Carolina jackpot. I'm not a Gamecock fan, but I totally understand where you're coming from. That type of performance is absolutely unacceptable.
That's garbage.
And you know,
that's fucking trash.
And I'll tell you the problem like this, you guys. I think about Georgia and South Carolina in a sense. They're different, but they're similar. Georgia is basically a rich man's South Carolina, and South Carolina is a poor man's Georgia. The problem with Georgia is that Georgia is simply content with mediocrity. They have some of the best recruits in the nation. They got some of the best players, 5-star, 4-star, but they're so content with mediocrity. I'm just convinced that no matter how good of players Georgia has, they're never going to win the big one because they're just content with mediocrity. You look at the Braves were up 3-1 over the Dodgers. Let the Dodgers come back and beat them in 3 games.
I don't know what that has to do with the Bulldogs, but okay.
Right. Well, you know, my point is this, sir. What I'm saying is just something about all Georgia teams. Where Georgia teams, whether it's the Falcons, whether it's the Hawks, whether it's the Braves, the Bulldogs, the problem is that it's just a thing where they're just content with mediocrity.
Well, do you think that the Bulldogs got beat Saturday because they voted for Biden? Because I've seen that on my timeline. I'm just saying they voted for Biden, so fuck them. I've seen that on my timeline over and over and over again. Ha ha ha! Florida beat you because you guys voted for Biden. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, sir, I don't get into politics.
I don't either, but I mean, I'm trying to figure out how the number one roster in the country plays two ranked teams and they get mouth pumped twice.
Well,
just saying.
Well, sir, I can explain it to you. I can explain it to you.
All right,
right now.
I'm listening.
It's because of their quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Problem with Georgia has always been their quarterback. Let me tell you guys what Georgia does.
Okay.
Georgia gets five-star, four-star wide receivers, five-star, four-star running backs, five-star, four-star offensive linemen and defense, whatever you want to call it. They get all these studs on defense and in every other position, and then they go and get a two-star or a walk-on quarterback, and they basically load up the position at all these other spots to make up and overcompensate for a pitiful quarterback play. That's what Georgia has always done. They want to run the ball a million times. And in today's football, I don't care whether it's professional football, whether it's college or even high school level. You look at the high schools that are winning state championships. They've got dynamic quarterback, dynamic offenses. Same thing with college and pro. That running the ball is out with the 1980s. That's not going to win any championships.
So,
that's what Georgia.
Okay, well,
to do.
I don't want to. I'm not trying to completely go silly here, but if you look at what Georgia has done, they've had good quarterbacks. You could say Jake Fromm, Eason was a good quarterback, was highly rated.
Stafford
was a great quarterback that's playing for the Detroit Lions. I mean, they've had good quarterbacks, sir.
You know, sir, you made a good point. Yes, you're right. Georgia's had good quarterbacks. But let me ask you this. They've had good quarterbacks, but
right.
My question to you, and that proves my point all the more so, they've had five-star, four-star quarterbacks. And why is it that they still don't come away with a championship? You got other schools that have had less talent than Georgia.
They just can't put it all together. And I thought about it.
Quincy Carter.
I said, you know what they need to do? Kirby Smart needs to do what old Cajun man did down there a couple of summers ago and go out and get himself a damn passing game coordinator.
And go hit the transfer market and find another quarterback. I mean, that seems to be the way to go. Why not?
Eric Sire.
You look at Aaron Murray. Aaron Murray is probably one of the best quarterbacks Georgia's had. And I'll be honest with him. And yet still, Georgia doesn't win. Despite having a loaded roster, they still can't win the big one. What I'm talking about, guys, is you guys mentioned before Aaron Murray, Matt Stafford. I'm talking about as far as during the Kirby Smart era.
Oh, okay.
And, you've had good quarterbacks like Justin
Fields.
Well,
I mean, Jake Fromm made an NFL roster, sir. So, I mean, that's not too shitty. I mean, there's 32 teams, three quarterbacks every team. He's one of the top 96 quarterbacks in the country. I mean,
the all-time
you know, sir. I won't argue with that. But think about this: Why was Jacob Eason, who the Bulldogs let go in place of Fromm? Why was Jacob Eason chosen over Jake Fromm and ahead of Jake Fromm? Ask yourself that question.
Well, I mean, we can ask Georgia fans about that, but they're still trying to figure out how. What do you call the quarterback? Jackson Assman? Is that the name you gave him there, comrade? What was his name?
Stedman Jackass.
Yeah, I'm still wondering why he's still going out there and playing because he's hot garbage, and they keep letting him play, so I don't know.
He's a walk-on, though. Give him a little break.
Well, you guys, I'll tell you like this. The problem with Georgia is they're content with mediocrity. The problem with the Gamecocks is they're just content with losing.
You know what?
That's true.
Caller, I appreciate
true.
You, caller, man. Hey, thanks for joining the show, man.
That's
yeah, call
true.
Us back, all right?
No one's content with losing.
I've ripped Georgia fans to the end of time, but Georgia wants to win a national title, and South Carolina doesn't want to be a shithole. So, I mean, they put too much money into that program – for it to be as awful as it is. So they, it's not. They want to do better. They don't want to be, you know, just above Missouri in the SEC. That's not. It's not what they set out to do. Tony says Mathis is now the quarterback. Bennett has a separated shoulder. Well, I hope the young man gets better. But Mathis, on the other hand, he's throwing balls on the sideline, and he's hitting other people that he's not supposed to hit. Pretty sad. So
he's doo-doo as well.
Well, you know, Uncle Lou was talking about DeJuan Mathis should have been the guy to get the start, and he had like one bad half against Arkansas, and they yanked the curtains from him and then put this other guy in and never gave him a chance. Maybe he gets out there and he runs roughshod. Just saying.
He looked better yesterday for a couple of series, I guess.
I don't know. He looks like he I watched him throw five passes and he missed on all of them, and he looks to the sideline like, and then my bad, I missed that. Yeah. Okay, we fucking know. You overthrew him by 21 yards. I'm with Comrade though. The guy that lit up the Pac-12 that played at Southern Cal, your season's already shit. You're not playing anybody else that's really a top-flight team the rest of the year. Why not run him out there and see what the hell he can do?
Well, I mean, he must really suck at practice. I don't know, man. And coaches want to win, so I'm sure they're playing the guy that they think can win, but what the hell is he doing in practice?
Yeah, but
a certain point, too, maybe he sucks at practice, but listen, some guys do suck at practice and can play in a game. And I bring up Steve Tannehill. Steve Tannehill was god piss awful in practice. Okay, but in a game he could play. In practice he was hungover most of the time, which probably sucked. But he could play in a game. And so maybe JT Daniels, I would put, you know, because listen, I would try. If he sucks in a game, what do you have to lose? I mean. But.
All right, final call of the evening. Caller, what's up?
What's up? This is Big Spur.
Hello, Big Spur.
I was just calling to see what you think about the play of your middle linebacker on your defense the other night.
We're talking about Ernest Jones or?
I'm talking about Clemson.
He looks
the coach's son.
Yeah. Venables looks like he is a fish out of water. That's the best term that I can use. He looks like he kind of wants to know where to go, but on the other end, then he looks like
he'd be a great Furman linebacker.
Yeah, you might be right about that, but yeah, they list him that he's a big kid, but he looks just small out there. He looks small to me. I don't know.
And I've seen a lot of your fans talking about play calling. What do you think about the play calling on offense?
Well, Ugalehi ended up throwing for more yards than any quarterback that's ever played there. So the offense wasn't the problem last night. It was the defense. I mean, if you go out and you get that many points, they scored 40 points. I mean, you score 40 points, you should win a lot of freaking games. If you told me going into the game,
ain't no good.
I beg to differ, sir. They looked pretty good last night.
Just because they beat y'all?
Notre Dame has been beating the crap out of just about everybody. They're a pretty good team.
No.
Yeah,
no, Notre Dame ain't no good.
Schedule, they're beating everybody pretty serious. I mean, it's up for debate. I mean, look. Clemson's going to make the playoff anyway. We'll see if Clemson's any better. I mean, Clemson's played a tougher schedule than Georgia. I'll give you that. Clemson's played two top 11 teams so far. They've won one, lost the other. They didn't get their face kicked in both. So, there's that. Anything else there, Big Spoon?
You better fix your defense before you go to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right about that. They got a couple weeks to get some guys healthy. Maybe get some of those guys back. But
No, y'all can't use that excuse now. Y'all too deep.
We're not arguing like, hey, Sindarius Thornwell had the flu and we should have won a national title like Gamecock fans do.
That's true. That's factual. That's factual.
I think that's the way it is. Anyway, thanks, Big Spur. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, by the way, are y'all having a live show?
December 4th at Callaway's in West Columbia. Are you going to come visit?
And Cale Hall, will you be there?
Cale Hall will be there.
Plan on it.
I'll come only if Cale Hall is there.
Well, I mean, do you want a date? You going to buy him a drink?
Oh, fall out.
I'll buy all his beers for him.
Well, fuck. There you go, Cale. Thanks, fucked up, sir. Your bank account just got screwed. All right, man. Thanks,
Big Spur. And go Gamecock.
There you go. Some fans of the show. Appreciate it. All right, gentlemen, I don't have anything else for the show. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to add?
We got pick games.
Oh, okay. We got South Carolina and Ole Miss.
I picked some games. I'm running by real quick. First of all, the Cale Hall special, which we have not up for discussion.
Fuck Cale Hall on the special. I should draw a line down the head San Jose so it looks like an ass. Every time UNLV, one of these San Jose fucking State, games, Cale.
That's a lock in there
games.
For sure. SC at Ole Miss is a lock in there. I believe you got Georgia at Missouri is a lock because you want to prove some Georgia.
So we should have Georgia. Yep. Okay. I'm taking Mizzou, whatever the line is.
I think we need to have Utah on there at UCLA since it got canceled last week. Jake Bentley game.
Okay.
I think we need to make it up to Jake.
Coastal Carolina. UCLA. Where's the Coastal Carolina game?
I'm done. I'm going to fucking avoid that shit.
No.
We'll talk in a second. If you have a problem with my eight, then you can go in there.
All right.
I'm going to give you the eight that I think is the best eight, and then you can bitch about that one. I think we should have Arkansas at Florida. Is that a good one?
Yep.
Arkansas at Florida, I think it's a big one.
No, okay? I like it.
I think we should have A&M at Tennessee.
I don't like it.
A&M at Tennessee?
I don't like it.
How about Notre Dame at Boston College? Two Catholic schools going at it?
Fuck them. I don't like it.
The Joe Biden Bowl.
Fuck that. Don't like it.
What about Illinois at Rutgers?
Fuck you, Cale.
Also, here's a game going on here, too. Now, I know you hate Big Ten games, you little fucking jackass, but how about Ohio State at Maryland?
Yeah.
Jewish brother.
That's fucking trash.
Throwing them around against the Buckeyes, that could be kind of interesting. I think that game should be on there.
I fucking hate him.
No.
That's my eight. Okay. I think it's the best eight.
Yeah, I'm with Beth. Too many SEC games, and I want Coastal Carolina. Okay.
Beth, the problem is that the SEC is the best damn conference in the world.
I want Coastal Carolina, damn it. I want Coastal Carolina.
Which one do you want to take out? The ones I listed, which one's the one you don't like the least?
The South Carolina game, we could take that one out. We could take out fucking whatever, the damn Cale Hall special. I don't give a shit. Pick out one and put Coastal Carolina in there, by God.
I got Notre Dame Boston College on there for you ACC fans.
Fuck them. Take them out. Yank them.
You want to know?
Yep. Then, I told you I don't give a shit. Mad. Who's going to get mad?
At least
no, they won't. No, they won't. They're not going to get mad.
Games.
I don't get mad. I want Coastal Carolina.
Who the hell are they playing this week? With Troy?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Troy.
Is that who they're playing?
Yep.
Yeah, well, Coastal Carolina, that's the game I want. You can pick all the rest. You can have seven other games. I don't give a shit.
Who should we take out, Cal? The ones I mentioned, we should take out. Here's the eight I have. Okay, UNLV San Jose State, SC Ole Miss, Utah UCLA, Georgia Missouri, Arkansas Florida, A&M at Tennessee, Notre Dame at Boston College, Ohio State at Maryland. Which is the eight we take out for Coastal?
Ohio State, fuck the Big Ten.
Take out Texas A&M and Tennessee.
Yeah, take out Texas A&M and Tennessee. There you go. That works, Cale. Since we have to pick your fucking
dog shit
special is fucking terrible every week, Cale. God damn.
That's the whole point. The whole
Jesus
point of this
Christ.
Would be terrible. Let me get the Coastal. Is that game at home? Where the fuck is that game?
It's at Carolina. You know what? You don't get to talk about any more games. You've fucking six right in fucking a month. You pick six games right in a month, fuckstick.
I've been listed on the damn website anywhere because no one fucking cares.
Well, I care.
Is that Troy?
Yeah.
Is that Troy?
It's 11:14 at Troy. And Florida Coastal Tampa. Is a 5-point favorite in that matchup. It's already bumped up to 8, ladies and gentlemen. Already bumped
watch
up to
me,
8.
Watch me fucking go against them or go with them.
I refuse to bet on them. I refuse to.
Look, let me give you a preview of my picks for the Wednesday so I can just sleepwalk through Wednesday's show. Coastal, Mizzou, and Ole Piss. There's 3 of my picks right off the bat. Write it down. I don't even know what the fucking line is. Taking those 3. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. There you go. You guys have anything else for the show?
Monkey.
God damn it, Kale. All right, gentlemen. Appreciate you guys, man. And with that.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Good point, Marcus. Only 6 games right in a month. That is the comrade. I mean, he tries so hard.
And Marcus, so I will still pass you. Mark it down. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Oh, wait a minute. Did we have to have the Alabama game, right? That's got to be in the mix.
Why?
Why not? It's a traditional game.
Don't they play LSU?
Yeah.
That's going to be a...
We're the SEC game.
24.
We're the SEC game. Lisa will get mad.
I know. Lisa's not going to get mad. She said put in Coastal. There you go.
We're the SEC game.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. I don't want to fuck with them.
Too many.
All right. Good job, guys. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right.
See you guys later. Bye, comrade.